Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. Contracts for police coverage for two townships were approved by the Sanilac County Commissioners. The board approved non-expiring contracts for law enforcement services between the counties of Fremont Township and Marlette Township with the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department. In other police matters, approval was given for the sheriff to purchase a Chevrolet 15-passenger van at a cost not to exceed just under $60,000 and to send a correctional deputy to the Oakland Community College Police Academy at a cost not to exceed $20,000. And the man known locally as the Wizard, a vagrant who has frequented the Port Austin and Caseville areas for several years before being removed by authorities, was recently arrested after returning to the region. He has been arraigned on criminal charges and is currently being held in Huron County Jail. No other information has been made available at this time, but we will keep you updated as more information becomes available. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our local news.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor, with someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
Is it time to supercharge your salary? Start with free tuition. Yup, your community college tuition is on us. Ready to do what you really love? Do it with flexible class schedules, including hybrid and online class options. Pursue your passion with Michigan Reconnect. We put your community college degree within reach. So if you want to send your career in a new direction with navigators who can guide you, do it with free tuition. Yup, it's on us. Get started at michigan.gov/reconnect. Brought to you by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, Tuscola County, which is a member of the Saginaw Bay Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area, was among the 27 counties statewide from the Michigan Invasive Species Grant Program. SBCISMA was awarded $70,000 to strengthen and implement strategies for the survey, prevention, treatment, and management of invasive species. The organization provides public education on invasive species identification, prevention, and technical assistance to landowners and land managers on environmentally sound treatment practices. After habitat loss, invasive species are considered one of the greatest threats to threatened and endangered species. SBCISMA focuses on its resources on invasive species identified as high concern with the service area due to their rapid spread. Ecological impact and management feasibility are black and pale swallowwort, European frogbit, flowering rush, giant knotweed, Japanese knotweed, and phragmites. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.